I suppose everybody, not just alone in boxing circles, but in sporting circles, are talking about the great Ricky Hatton, who unfortunately passed away over the weekend. No doubt one of the biggest names in boxing and one of the best characters in boxing, Jason, and I'm sure you would have come across him several times in your path and your career.
Yeah, look, it's devastating news to the world of boxing. I think I've never seen as many posts going up. Obviously, I'll be in a lot of circles and follow a lot of people in the boxing game, but the support and respect that's being poured in for him is unbelievable. And, you know, that's just the boxing people that know him as Ricky Hatton, the fighter. But, you know, you can only imagine what the family and the people that know him as more than outside of Ricky Hatton, the boxer, are going through. But what a fighter, what an entertainer, what a character as well. You know, like, he is one of the reasons, you know, I got into boxing. One of the main things about excited me about boxing, you know, the Friday fight nights on Sky, the Saturday fight nights, you know, those were the big ones in Manchester when he came walking into the song Blue Moon. You know, it's one of those things that live, I would say, with lads that's in my age group. Like, I would say a lot of them have those memories of sitting up watching Ricky Hatton and following him, and the excitement that he brought to the ring and to the arenas was something else. Now, he's definitely he'll definitely be sadly missed in the boxing game now, for sure.
Yeah, he certainly will. Well, listen, you have a show coming up next month now, Jason, where Rumble in the Hills is returning to Letterkenny. You had the show, of course, a number of years ago in 2023. It was a huge success, and it was an easy enough decision to bring it back again to the Aura, Jason, and host another billing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's exciting for me, definitely, and I'm excited most of all for the fighters that are on the card, and, you know, hopefully all the young fighters in the county and country that come to watch it as well, because, you know, professional boxing's always been known to be Belfast, Dublin, and then even further afield in, you know, turning professional was always going to America or going to the UK, and it was always a thing that you had to travel far and wide to get your hands on it, really, whereas this is a passion now that I have to really grow it up this side of the country and to hopefully let some young eyes see what's available and what's possible for them in the sport of boxing. But, you know, the last one that I did do, I had a partner that I was doing that with that time, whereas this time it's fully on my own back now, I'm the only promoter that'll be a part of this show now, and I think it gives that extra wee bit of excitement, but also that extra wee bit of nerves as well.
I was going to say, no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure at all now, lad. But no, look, I'm really excited. We have an unbelievable card. You know, it's something that I want to grow in Donegal and in Ireland, to be honest, because, as it says, you know, there's a lot of fighters out there that, after amateur boxing, you know, they're looking at, where do we go? You know, is there another outlet there? It's just not that accessible, and that's what I want to do. And, you know, we're starting off this card, and it's a card full of undefeated top class prospects in the country, you know, and it's filled with some really exciting fighters that some of them are making their pro debut, some of them are 7-0, 8-0. And it's going to be a real action-packed night of boxing, for sure, you know, yeah, with a few lads as well that's going to be starting to show off, some young local lads that are wanting and teasing a turning professional. They're going to do maybe two or three exhibitions, so we are at the start of it, to give these lads a wee taste of it, give them that walkout, that entrance, you know, get into that ring and feel what it's like to be a professional for a night. And I think that's a great opportunity as well before they actually make that decision and go full force into it. You know, it'll be a good one for them, definitely.
Okay, let's pick out a couple of fighters then that's on this bill. And I suppose top of the bill is going to be the Oma man, the super featherweight, Callum Bradley, currently 7-0. And if he gets to 8-0, there's the possibility, of course, of things starting to go further and to open up for him. But cool Callum Bradley will be the main man on the night, top of the bill, Jason.
Yeah, look, Callum's he was a great amateur fighter, and has a beautiful technique and a beautiful style of boxing. So he has, and he can be aggressive as well in there when he wants. So, you know, having a young local enough lad being the main event's exciting. And he's a, as I said, look, he's a top class operator. He's 7-0 now as a professional, looking to go 8-0 on October 18th. And this is only going to set up big fights for him now in the future, title fights, and who knows, he could be bringing back a title fight to Letterkenny and to a Rumble in the Hills event in the future again. As this is, it's something that we want to bring into the new year as well, more shows back into the Aura and into the Donegal area, and you know, getting it off and running now with these young, exciting fighters. It gives them the opportunity then to be able to experience it and to be able to come back in bigger fights and in title fights.
Ballyhonus man, Owen Lavin is another hot prospect, so he is, Jason. He's on the bill.
Yes, Owen Lavin, a great young fighter as well. He's going to be on the card on a six rounder middleweight contest. He is signed with Frank Warren and managed by Anthony Joshua's management team, so he has a good backing behind him. And his corner is going to be Anthony Corrella, world champion from Manchester. So he's bringing a good excitement and a good flavor to it as well. And also, you know, Owen and Callum, I'm obviously going to be the promoter on the night, but they're both managed by David McGinley, a local man as well, that has stepped into the boxing management in Donegal. So it's great to have the two lads on the card and to have David involved as well.
Lots of Donegal connections, obviously. It's a Donegal show. But maybe the closest man is Danny Duffy, who's looking to go 3-0 now. Fights out of Rafoe is from Strabane, but this is going to be a big night for him because this is basically his home debut, so it is.
Yeah, this is one that I'm really excited about. You know, Danny is a real shy, quiet kind of guy, so he is, and just goes about his business. But when Danny gets into the ring, I remember his pro debut down in Waterford, got into the ring and just started to evolve into another person that I didn't know was in Danny. He just grew in such confidence in there. Another side of him came out. He was flamboyant. He was, I didn't want to say showboating, but he was having fun in there, and was a really exciting fight. And as an exciting, I mean, Danny dominated the fight and looked really, really well in there. And in his second fight then as well, boxing Belfast in his second fight, and the exact same, you know, started real quiet getting into the ring, but once he gets in there, it's like he comes alive and becomes into a different kind of character. And Danny Dangerous Duffy, Triple D, so I'm really excited for him, and I've been in the gym working very closely with him as well. And he's looking in phenomenal shape, and really excited for him now. It's going to be a big one for him. He's going to bring a big crowd into the night as well. And yeah, excited for Danny.
Yeah, huge night for Danny, and it's also a big night for young Rhys Owens, who is from Enniskillen in County Fermanagh. Now, he fights out of Erin, BC, and I know before we did this piece, Jason, we were talking about him. This boy has a serious, serious future, so he does in the boxing environment.
Absolutely. You know, Reese is one of those standout stars, and I was up at the National Elite Championships this year, and Reese was the pick of the champions that I watched over the 2 or 3 days of the National Championships. And whenever he was interested then in turning pro, I was rubbing my hands together, really. Like, this kid is, he, I think this kid can go all the way in the sport, and I think it's going to be something for people to come and watch him, because you're going to see this lad on the big nights in Manchester, London, UK, on DAZN. And because he's so local, and because we're getting the ball rolling now with these promotions locally, Reese is somebody that I'm very confident that's going to bring a big night back to Letterkenny and to Donegal for big titles in the future. So, you know, I would definitely encourage people to get out and get their tickets to come and watch this lad, because he's going to be top class. It's me and myself and Jamie Conlon is co-managing him. So it's exciting time for Reece. He's going to be making his pro debut, and it is going to be a clinker for him. He's going to bring a massive crowd down from Enniskillen and up his way. So it's going to be noisy in there, and I'm buzzing for him as well.
Yep. And I suppose the fact that you have come through all this, Jason, sure you have, you know what it's like to make your pro debut. You know what comes with it, what pressure there is comes from it. How much help do you be to the likes of Rhys Owens and these other young fighters about getting through this experience in the early days of their professional career?
Yeah, you know, look, I think it is great for them to have somebody that has been through it and knows what they're going through. And that was, look, one of the main reasons why I signed with Oscar De La Hoya and Golden Boy Promotions as well, was because I knew that he knew what it was like to be a boxer. He didn't just think of just the financials all the time and how does this make business sense for him. He knew what a fighter was feeling and he knew how to treat a fighter. So, you know, I'm not comparing myself in any way to Oscar De La Hoya, but I want to, you know, show the lads that I have that experience of going through your pro debut and, you know, having that bit of pressure on you. Like, it is going to be pressure for them coming, especially when it's so local and so many people can be there for them. And the event's going to be showing live on Thriller TV, which you'll be able to get all around the world as well. So it's exciting for them, but, you know, the thing that I say to them is just get in there and enjoy it. You know, all you can do is advise them and, you know, tell them little things, but it's up for them to take it on board. And to be honest, the real way of learning and growing and maturing is actually experiencing it yourself. You can give them all the heads up on little things and advise them, but, you know, the real experience is just getting in there and doing it and learning from it. So it's going to be a good one for them, and I think they're going to really relish it as well. You know, what I've seen from them in the gym, and especially there, and Danny as well, you know, like, he started to really relish that bit of pressure. He started to enjoy himself in there, where some fighters can go the opposite way. So I'm excited for Rhys to see how he'll adapt and how he'll manage the pressure of a pro debut locally with a lot of fans there watching him.
I take it you're still keeping yourself in good shape, are you, Jason?
I have to keep myself in good shape, like, in case one of these boys pull out or something or take me on someday.
Well, that was my next question, was you talked about these boys having the itch and having to go do it in the ring. You're now overseeing what's going on for this show, but do you still have that itch to get under the ring?
To be honest, not really at the moment. I don't think, like, especially whenever, actually, like, I can answer that confidently and be like, no. You know, whenever you're getting these lads ready and you're that busy, to be honest, to even think about training for a fight or to be able to think about getting ready for a fight now with all the organizing and everything that I'm doing for the show, it's it'd be a bit of a headache if I had to get back in the gym and start training for this fight, for a fight. But no, look, I'm excited for the lads to get in there and for myself. Like, I have that much going on for the fight and for the show now coming up that I don't really think about myself in the ring or anything like that or get an itch for it. But don't get me wrong, like, and I think it'll never leave you whenever you have done boxing for so long and competed at a certain level for so long that whenever you see the big nights on the TV and, you know, you're at the big night yourself, and that, like, you'll always miss that. I think you'll always miss that bit of adrenaline, that bit of a nervousness, that bit of a, I don't know, that real competitiveness, that mindset that you have to get into. Like, you'll always miss that. Like, it's very unique feeling that you get from boxing and competing and fighting and getting into that ring and everybody roaring and shouting, and whether it's good, whether it's bad, you know, it's an unbelievable experience. Like, and it's just something that I suppose that I don't feel enough now at the minute to get back, and I'm happy doing the management, stepping in now to the promoting 100% as well. So, yeah, no, I'm excited and I'm a handful for the meantime, anyway.
Okay, then. Well, listen, there's a big show coming up. You've got a lot to focus on, so you have ahead of next month. Rumble in the Hills, Rising Stars, promoted by Jason Quigley and Shear Sports Management. There's lots in the bill. There's lots of local guys there. And if anybody's interested in going along, Jason, what is the process?
Yeah, look, you can get your tickets in the Aura. There's physical tickets in the Aura Leisure Centre over there where the event will actually be. And also, reaching out to the fighters themselves, they have allocated tickets themselves that for friends, family, fans, you can reach out to the fighters themselves on social media or even reach out to myself, and we can get the tickets all sorted. So it's going to be an action-packed night now. It's going to be a good one, and I'm really excited for it, and I hope the people can get out there and really get behind it and support it, because it's a vision that I have that I want to grow and to give these young kids something to be excited about in professional boxing. And also, just before we finish up, lad, I want to say a massive thanks to the sponsors that have come on board for this show as well. You know, it couldn't be done without them. We've a few sponsors on board there, Anne-Marie McGeehan and Balba Faye here, Right Financials. We have O'Reilly's as well. We have R Kings and Ian Coughlan at Total Splicing Solutions as well on board, and a massive lift to the event as well, and to Donegal, is having the Donegal County Council on board. You know, it really gives the show that accreditation as well and backing from the actual county. You know, and we hope to put on a great show for the county and publicise the county in a great way. And as it says, look, it's great to have the Donegal County Council on board as well.
Okay, Jason, thanks for taking the call, and the best of luck with your continued preparations ahead of this big event next month.
Lovely stuff. Appreciate it.